flicker finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
What the hell is this? All our screens for the Eastern Quadrant are locked.
I took out your control units. I want you to see what we can do. Get ready to make the course change.
GSA 117, this is Northeast 3 Control.
Go ahead, air traffic control.
We have a new runway assignment for you.
Sid, there's another plane landing on 4 right. Across to 3-1 left.
GSA 117, pull up.
4 right, pull up.
That was just a warning shot.
Whatever we do next,
it'll be the real thing.
Get the module ready.
As promised,
General Juma will be pleased.
Perhaps now would be a good time to make your demands known to President Taylor.
Make the preparations. Your government is about to pay a very steep price for interfering in our affairs.
They assumed my son killed himself. I didn't look deeply enough at anything.
The authorities have already questioned your son's girlfriend, sir.
Talk about it.
You're not going anywhere till I get the truth.
Sir!
You know who murdered my son.
He killed himself.
I'm gonna find out what you're hiding. And when I do, God help you.
You're right. He's not one of ours. We'll follow him, see if he leads us back to Almeida. Darn it!
That's not the right move. You can't bring anyone else into this.
What the hell's going on?
You were following up on a lead, and I will
fill you in if and when we find something.
Not like this. I just flat out lied to my boss.
I told you I would help you find Tony Almeida, but you're gonna have to let me do it my way.
Tony! Stop!
Gone. The locator files have been deleted.
Where is it?
What the hell happened to you?
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Where's Almeida now?
He's in transit to FBI headquarters. He'll be formally interrogated there.
I don't understand. Almeida was orchestrating these attacks. If he doesn't have the CIP device, who does?
The FBI has learned that Almeida handed off the device to someone else. I don't know who.
I may have an answer to that question, Madam President.
I'm listening.
Almeida's working for the Juma regime. Approximately 5 minutes ago, an audio message was routed to the State Department subnet.
It's from Colonel E.K. Dubaku. He's Juma's right-hand man. He's known as the Butcher of Sangala. Over 300,000 people were murdered.
I know who he is. What did the message say?
I think you should hear it yourself.
President Taylor, this is Colonel E.K. Dubaku. As you have no doubt confirmed, the mere collision at JFK International was no accident. We have the CIP device. We have the capability to kill tens of thousands of Americans. And we are prepared to do so. We demand the complete and immediate withdrawal of the U.S. Naval Strike Force to a position west of the 23rd Meridian by this time tomorrow. In order to meet this timeline, we require satellite confirmation within 3 hours that the carrier air wing is in full retreat. Don't sacrifice your fellow countrymen, Madam President. Allow the people of Sangala to determine their own destiny. Stand your forces down.
Voice prints an 89% match. It's Dubaku. There's little doubt.
Looks like your suspicions were correct, Madam President. This is about Africa.
Oh my God. Dubaku should have been tried for war crimes years ago. Now he's giving us ultimatums. We cannot let this monster hold our country hostage. Where do we stand on the planes?
There's still 2,500 planes in the air.
We have got to shore up the firewall so that the CIP device will be rendered useless.
We now think we can re-engineer the code in 6 days.
6 days? We don't have the luxury of 6 hours.
I'm sorry, Madam President, but there's no way we can rebuild the firewall in that time frame.
I want you to instigate a series of restricted alerts. Keep it to first responders only. We want people to be ready in case we're attacked again, but we don't want to start a panic.
Yes, Madam President.
And gentlemen, Almeida is our only lead. Make sure the FBI is aware of the demands. They need to work Almeida from the Africa side, and they need to know we don't have a lot of time.
Yes, ma'am.
Alone now in the Oval Office, President Taylor breathes deeply and sits down at her desk. An FBI agent stands on a rooftop, ushering down a shiny deep blue helicopter. Larry Moss gets out from the cabin and beckons out Tony Almeida. Renee Walker and Jack Bauer get out from the aircraft and follow the others. 10:05.
Get ready for questioning.
Moss turns angrily to Walker.
I want an explanation. You went after that shooter without backup or authorization and then refused to tell me why. Now I want to know.
We didn't know who might be listening. Someone in this office is helping Almeida.
What?
The FBI has been compromised, Larry. There's a leak.
Based on what? Excuse me. This is private.
Tony knew that we were going to Schechter's office before we even got there. That's how he managed to get a sniper in position. The tip had to come from your office, and whoever it was helped Schechter's assassin get out of the building.
He's right, Larry. That's why we couldn't tell you.
You had a full perimeter, right? Covered every exit? How else do you think he got out of there?
Larry absorbs this unwillingly.
All right, assuming this is true, you got any idea who it could be?
No, we didn't see it, but we know that it went down. It could be anyone in the Bureau.
You need to tighten your circle around Tony. You can't let any information that he gives you get back to the people he's working with. Otherwise, you will never get that CIP device.
All right. We'll limit access to level 4 clearance and above. Have Janice run the security protocols, see if she can track down this leak. It's Moss. Yeah, I'll take it in my office. Yeah. It's the White House. From now on, keep me in the loop. And he doesn't do a damn thing without telling me.
We had to tell him. We had no choice.
You trust him?
No question. There's no one I trust more.
Where are they going to hold Tony?
End of part one.
Okay, I'm going to have to lift up your shirt.
Janice does so and somewhat gingerly applies adhesive monitors around his heart area. She turns to him slightly apologetically.
Is that comfortable for you?
She pulls his shirt back down, pats him gently on the shoulder, and withdraws into the observation room as Jack and Renee arrive.
Is he hooked up?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Janice, I'll run this session. I want you to handle something else.
What else?
Plugging a security leak.
What?
We think someone in this office has been helping Almeida. We've kicked this up to level 4 clearance. I want you to vet all communication and information flow. Red tag every data point that has to do with Almeida.
Okay, well, do we have any idea who it is?
No, we don't. I'm hoping you can help us find out.
Okay, there's a 0.2 deviation on the blood pressure monitor, and you're going to have to compensate for that.
Thanks, Janice.
Jack stands staring pensively through the glass to where Tony sits, stony-faced. Renee looks coolly towards Almeida and then comes to stand next to Jack.
Sorry about your friend, Jack. I know you were hoping he wasn't capable of doing something like this.
Yeah.
Tony remains sitting, completely impassive. Janice exits a lift and walks through into the main office, her expression worried and twitchy. Sean stands and walks towards her.
Hey, what's going on? Why are we in level 4 lockdown?
Don't worry about it, just do your job.
How am I supposed to do my job when I can't get through to half the server nodes in the building?
You're sifting through the evidence gathered at Almeida's arrest site. That does not require level 4 clearance. You have everything you need to do your work, please.
Janice sits and tensely types. Sean eyes her from his desk.
Vous êtes sûr? Oui.
You should come home. No.
Emerson enters Dubaku's hideout and collars another man.
It's confirmed the FBI has Almeida.
We should move on. There's nothing we can do. We have assets inside the Bureau. We use them to help get him out.
No, it's too risky. We'd be jeopardizing the entire mission. Almeida's not that important.
What about the next operation? Tony is prepped. He's ready to go.
You'll just have to find someone else. I realize you and Tony are friends. I don't like throwing him to the wolves any more than you do, but he knew what he was getting into.
I just spoke with Juma. The American troops are still in position near our country.
Tell Juma to be patient. President Taylor just received your demands.
Then perhaps it is time for a more forceful demonstration.
If it comes to that, we'll be ready. For now, let's give the White House a little more time to respond.
Dubaku throws Emerson a pugnacious glance.
For now.
Emerson and Nichols look somewhat uncomfortable. In the FBI interrogation suite, Larry Moss joins Renee and Jack in the observation room.
Agent Walker. Almeida is working for the Juma regime.
What are you talking about?
The president just received a set of demands. They're from Colonel Ike Dubaku.
Dubaku?
Looks like he contracted Almeida to build a CIP module, and now he's using it to blackmail the White House.
How?
Excuse me?
How is he going to blackmail the White House?
By insisting we stand down the invasion force off the coast of Sangala. If the president doesn't comply with his demands, Dubaku is going to start killing Americans.
I can get you your CIP device. Just let me talk to him. I know him. I know how he thinks. We have a history. I can use it against him.
He's gotten us this far, Larry. It makes sense.
You're running out of time. You don't have a better option.
Larry puts a hand to his forehead. He looks wearily from Jack to Renee. He crosses to Jack and the pair eyeball each other. He casts a look back to Renee. Finally, much against his better judgment, he swipes the lock with his security pass and admits Jack into the interrogation room.
Give us the room.
The single guard exits. Tony looks towards Jack, a flicker of vulnerability momentarily breaking the stony expression.
I watched you die in my arms. You want to explain to me how you're still alive?
Almeida's only response is to drop his gaze.
Didn't think so. Why don't I tell you what I know? I know that you're working for the Juma regime. The White House just got their demands. Have to know that I will never let that happen. So why don't you save yourself some time and some pain and tell me where the CIP device is?
I can't tell you that, Jack.
Damn it, Tony, you are not just facing charges for domestic terrorism. You are going to face international charges for aiding and abetting a genocide. They will give you the death penalty. Come on, just work with me on this. I could help you cut a deal. I could maybe even get you immunity.
You're wasting your breath, Jack. If I were you, I'd tell the president to withdraw those troops. Because Dubaku's serious. He's ready to take thousands of American lives unless his demands are met.
Why the hell are you doing this?
Juma wanted the CIP module and he was willing to pay for it.
I don't believe you.
Come on, Jack. Don't act so surprised. Money's the only reason I have left for doing anything. The government took care of that.
The government did not kill Michelle. Charles Logan did.
Charles Logan is a product of his environment. The government poisons everything in his path. But you know that better than me, Jack. Look what they did to you.
Damn it, we're not talking about me.
Oh, we're not? You're asking me why I'm doing this. I could ask you the same question. Here you are working for the same people who want to put you in prison. The same people who killed everything you love and left you with nothing. Your daughter wants nothing to do with you. Terry's dead.
Shut up.
Audrey Raines, my...
I said shut up, Jack! No! You need to hear this! You need to start living in the real world!
Because every second you help the government, you're spitting on Terry's grave.
He's losing it.
Hold on.
Show me where the device is! So help me God, I will kill you, and you will stay dead this time. Where is the device?
Jack tightens his grip around Tony's throat.
That's your last chance.
Where is it?
Jesus Christ.
What did you just say?
Bitch.
Give him a few more seconds.
A few more seconds, he'll be dead.
Jack, let him go! Get him out of here! Get him out of here now! I need a medic in here. Check him out.
Larry tends to the collapsed Tony. Renee stands looking pensively on. Jack is escorted into a holding room.
Keep an eye on him.
Jack dials out on a mobile phone and paces around the room.
This is Jack Bauer.
Yes.
I was told to call you.
Right.
Tony Almeida. He gave me this old CTU emergency phone code. Deep Sky.
The speaker slides the mute off his phone. It is Bill Buchanan.
It's Bill, Jack.
Bill, what the hell's going on?
Where is Tony?
FBI headquarters. He's been arrested.
Arrested?
He orchestrated a terrorist attack on the United States today. I was interrogating him.
How'd you get involved in this?
The FBI brought me in to help track him down.
We need to talk, Jack. I'll call you back on a secure VPN line.
Bill, what the hell is going on?
I need 10 minutes to set up the VPN.
I don't have 10 minutes.
10 minutes, Jack.
Bill hangs up. At a desk sits a young woman. It is Chloe.
I can't believe this. If Tony's been arrested, it's over. Are you going to tell Jack everything?
We want to get Tony back undercover. We'll need his help.
I don't think Jack's in a very helpful frame of mind.
It's our only hope.
10:17. 10:21. Henry Taylor and Agent Geddes walk through a marbled lobby of the White House.
Hello, Henry.
Ethan, I got your message about Sangala. Where's Allison?
She's in her office. Henry. The president is in an impossible situation right now. She needs your support. But you can't give it to her if you keep going off on these paranoid fantasies about Roger. I know about Samantha Roth. I know you accosted her in her office.
She's hiding something about my son's murder.
Roger wasn't murdered. He committed suicide. The coroner's office made that determination, and the FBI confirmed it.
They didn't look hard enough. Ethan, I know my son. He did not kill himself. He wasn't depressed. He had no reason.
What if he did have a reason?
I would have known.
Not if he didn't tell you. Not if he was too ashamed to tell you or the president.
What are you talking about?
Roger was about to be investigated by the SEC for insider trading. He had used information he could only have gotten through his access to the president. Before the SEC opened the investigation, he killed himself.
I don't believe it.
It's all in here. In the SEC case file.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing about this?
Frank Boylan agreed to bury the case as a political favor to the president.
My wife knew about this and she didn't tell me.
She wanted to. But she also wanted to protect your memory of your son. You were in so much pain.
Damn it, Ethan, he was my son. I deserved the truth.
And keeping it from you was a terrible mistake. I realize that now. But the president and I both thought you were moving on with your life.
Mr. Kanan, the president wants to see you.
Ethan pats Henry's arm and heads away.
Does she know you're telling me this now?
No. And I think at best we keep it that way, at least till this crisis is resolved.
10:24. Henry stands forlornly flicking through the file. Agent Geddes walks discreetly across to Taylor.
I felt I had to tell him, sir. I'm sorry.
Taylor looks reproachfully at Geddes. The president talks on the phone.
All right, thank you.
Madam President, you wanted to see me?
Admiral Smith laid out the timeline for withdrawing our forces. He's saying to meet DeBaku's demands, we need to order the pullback by 1 p.m.
It's not much time.
No, it isn't.
Well, maybe this man Almeida will tell us where to find the CIP device.
No. Tim Woods just heard from the Bureau. So far, Almeida's refusing to cooperate.
Well, maybe he's just positioning for a deal.
Tim doesn't think so. He said we shouldn't count on Almeida to talk.
I see.
So, unless I order our forces to stand down, I'll be condemning innocent Americans to death. And if we capitulate, thousands of Sangolans will be slaughtered.
Kanan furrows his brow and looks down.
How did this happen, Ethan? How could we have been so caught off guard? And now to have to decide between two impossible choices.
Well, at least one of those choices does stand a good chance of preserving American lives.
You mean withdrawal?
We are nearing the time when we may have to consider it.
We're not there yet, Ethan. I can't discuss this. Not until we have explored every possible option. Tell the FBI to keep working on Almeida.
Yes, Madam President.
Kanan gets up and leaves the office. Chloe deftly keyboards at an intricate screen full of data. A window pops up.
Mr. Buchanan, I've got the secure line.
All right, dial the number.
Bill, stop screwing around and tell me what the hell is going on.
Jack, Tony is not a terrorist. He's working deep cover. He's working with me.
We have proof that he tried to bring down two commercial airliners.
You don't know the whole story. It's part of an ongoing operation.
Operation? What kind of an operation puts hundreds, if not thousands, of lives in danger?
Jack, please.
You need to listen. Our government is corrupted.
There are people on the inside who are actively aiding DeBaku and the Juma regime. Point is, Tony was supposed to be near the CIP module the whole time. With him in custody, we've lost our ability to control it and to attack this conspiracy.
Who's a part of the conspiracy? Give me names.
We don't know the extent of it, but we have reason to believe that members of the president's inner council are on payroll.
Who's shepherding the investigation? Which agency?
That's just it, Jack. There's no shepherd.
There's no agency. This corruption runs deep and wide. We're working outside the government. That's why we have to get Tony back undercover.
He's at FBI headquarters, Bill.
I never said it was going to be easy.
But we have to try. Chloe's already into their system.
Chloe's working on this?
Hi, Jack. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too.
I saw the hearings on C-SPAN. I can't believe what the senator said to you. You looked good, though.
Jack, we need your help to get Tony out of there.
There's an agent at the FBI, Renee Walker. She can help.
No, the FBI's been compromised. Somebody in the Bureau is aiding DeBaku.
You don't understand, Bill. I trust her.
Jack, if you think you need to use her to get Tony out of FBI headquarters, then do it. But you'll be making her a target.
No, you're right. You're right. We'll do it your way. I can get to Tony myself, but Chloe's gonna have to get us out of the building.
We're already on it.
Get back to me as soon as you're ready.
I'm on my way, Chloe.
Jack paces around the room and then sits down. 10:28, end of part 2. Part 3, 10:32. Sean works at his desk. Janice passes by.
Hey, Sean. You know those data mining plugins we downloaded last week? Where did we file those?
File folder A76.
Do you need help with something?
No, why?
You seem confused.
I just don't like having to dance around this level 4 lockdown.
Oh, I thought you'd welcome the opportunity to complain about something.
Janice returns to her desk. Sean throws her a wry, sidelong glance. He returns to his screen and punches keys. The words "access denied" flash up repeatedly in red. Sean studies his screen in what would appear to be a very sly manner. Henry Taylor slides the file on his son into a drawer and answers his phone.
Hello?
Mr. Taylor, it's Samantha.
I was going to call you. I owe you an apology, Sam. I was wrong to confront you like that.
No, you weren't. I wasn't completely honest with you.
What do you mean?
Roger didn't commit suicide, Mr. Taylor. He was murdered. I need to see you alone.
Will you meet me?
Of course.
Where's the CIP device, Tony? Who'd you give it to?
10:34.
People you're taking money from. Thought you'd might like to see some of their handiwork.
Larry produces shots of Sangalan atrocities.
Yeah, my people they've killed since they went back into Sangala. Huh? 200,000 and counting. Most of them women and children.
Tony. You really want this on your conscience?
Tony turns slowly to address the CCTV camera.
My conscience is clear, and nothing you can say or do will change that. So why don't you do the smart thing and tell President Taylor to stand down the strike force? Because unless she does, planes will be falling from the sky, and then you'll have a whole new batch of photos to look at. Only this time, they'll be of dead Americans.
He glances back at the camera.
Larry, we need to talk.
Renee, to whom Tony's looks at the camera seem to have been directed, relays her voice through Larry's Bluetooth. He turns, looks back at Tony Almeida, and then, nodding to the guard, withdraws to the observation room.
Almeida's not going to break.
You don't know that.
He's a trained CTU agent. Yeah. He's conducted interrogations just like this one. There's nothing you can say to him that he hasn't said himself 100 times.
So what are you suggesting, we give up?
No. I'm suggesting we might need a more forceful approach.
You mean torture?
No, there are methods of coercion that we haven't even considered. Pharmaceuticals.
I can't believe you want to have this conversation.
You're not hearing the argument.
The argument is crazy. It's illegal. And it's over. As a matter of fact, I want Bauer out of here. He's a wild card. He's dangerous. I want him out of the building. Go. Process him out. I will continue here. Go. Go. Now.
Renee yanks out her earpiece and storms out of the room. Larry turns and leans towards the two-way mirror beyond which Tony remains sitting impassively. Renee enters the main office.
Renee, I was just about to call you. I may have found the leak. Someone did a runaround on the level 4 lockdown. They circumvented the security fence and they hacked into the FAA database.
FAA, are you sure?
Positive. I don't know what they were doing in there, but they had to navigate some very sophisticated tagger software.
When was this?
Just a few minutes ago.
Any idea who it was?
No, but I might be able to pull a user ID directly out of the terminal.
Okay, which terminal?
Mainframe room, terminal 3.
Check it out. Let me know what you find.
Okay.
Agent Teller, I need you to prepare a debriefing packet for Jack Bauer and bring me his personal effects.
Yeah, I'll bring him right to you.
Thanks. I'll be in my office.
Renee steps into her office and closes the door. 10:37. Janice descends a flight of stairs. She walks down a corridor. Stopping at a side door, she slides her security pass across the electronic lock and enters. The walls of the slightly gloomy basement office are ranged around with banks of computers. She slides out and opens up one of the mainframes. Before typing in her username and pass, she looks rather fearfully over her shoulder. Onto the screen appears the name Sean Hillinger. She turns as the door opens.
What are you doing? What's the matter?
You just stay where you are.
Janice, stop it. Would you just talk to me?
I know you've been helping Tony Almeida.
What? Are you crazy?
No. You broke into the FAA database. That's your server ID.
Yeah, it's my server ID, but I'm not helping the terrorist. You want to know why I was in there? I'll tell you. I was worried. My wife is on one of those planes up there. I had to see if her flight had been grounded yet.
Expect me to believe that. Why are you sneaking around?
Because of the level 4 lockdown. It cut me out of the FAA database. I couldn't monitor her flight. Look.
See for yourself.
Flight 112 out of Las Vegas. Christina Hillinger.
Just stay there.
She peers nervously at the screen. The name appears.
God, Sean! You scared the hell out of me. Why wouldn't you just tell me that?
Because what I was doing was borderline illegal. I didn't want to get you in trouble.
Plus, you looked like you had enough on your plate.
Damn it. I told Renee I'd found a security leak.
Is that what's going on around here? There's a security leak?
Don't worry about it. Go back to your station. Keep this to yourself, and I will clean up your mess. Go. Idiot.
Jack wears a phone earpiece.
Go ahead.
Jack, Agent Walker is on her way. She's heading down the corridor towards your room.
Copy that. How are you doing with the loops?
I'm dropping the first one in now. I have a series of loops. I'm going to drop them as you go.
Security won't see a thing.
It's all right. I'll take it from you.
Understand. Standing by.
Renee arrives at Jack's room. He crosses back to the desk, sits down, and hastily pulls out his earpiece and stows it.
Hey.
Sorry, Jack. We're proceeding without you. Wasn't my decision. We wouldn't have Almeida without you. We owe you a lot.
Thanks. That paperwork for me?
Yeah. You need to fill this out. I want you to know I'm going to put in a good word with the Justice Department for you. Maybe it'll help.
He gets her in a headlock.
Jack!
He tightens his stranglehold. Renee's face becomes red and puffy and she passes out. Jack places her on the desk and removes her gun and security pass from her belt. He looks sharply towards the door. 10:41. 10:46. Bill Buchanan drives a blue van along a street.
Jack just took out Agent Walker. He has her key card and her weapon. He's going to get Tony. What's your location?
About 10 minutes out.
Did you get my rendezvous point?
Just showed up on my GPS.
Okay, great. I've got to go. It's Jack. Jack?
I'm ready. I've got access to Interrogation 1. What's Bill's ETA?
It's about 10 minutes.
There's a corridor.
Clear.
Wait for my car.
Jack heads out warily, gun drawn, into the corridor. He crosses to the interrogation suite, swipes Renee's security pass across the lock, and enters, leveling the gun at Larry.
Put your weapons down.
There! What the hell do you think you're doing?
I said do it now!
Do it or I will kill him.
Okay, all right. Put it down. It's all right. Do it.
Slowly. Slowly! Now you! Do it!
Right. Tony's eyes flicker to Jack and back again as if he is restraining himself from showing gratitude.
Give the weapon over to me. Come on!
Okay, all right.
Uncuff him.
Where's Agent Walker? What did you do to her?
Shut up.
Barry, you're not going to make it out of here.
I said shut up!
Jack punches out Larry. Tony sees to the guard.
I got a bill. How much to tell you?
Enough. We're going to get you out of here. Chloe's tapped into their security. She's gonna walk us out of this building. All you need to do is follow my lead.
All right. Chloe, is Jack. You copy?
Copy, Jack.
I got Tony at the door of Interrogation 1 leading out to the hallway.
Okay, I see you. I'm gonna direct you to the southwest exit. Right now, you're in the least populated area of the building. But you're gonna run into a lot more resistance before you get out of there.
Copy that. You ready?
Clear to move.
Let's go.
Jack and Tony head out into the corridor.
Hold up, there's two people coming out of the elevator.
Copy that. Come on.
They withdraw into a side room as two men get out of the lift.
Listen, Jack, I'm sorry about the stuff I said back there. I just needed to get you close enough to give you Bill's code name. I'm just glad I didn't break your neck. Well, you came close. Sorry about that.
Okay, clear.
They move back out into the corridor. 10:48. Sean works at his screen. Janice walks up behind him.
You cleaned up your trail, so we'll just keep this little transgression between us. Although I don't know what I'm going to tell Renee. Have you heard one thing I've just said?
Yeah. It's fine. Take a look at this.
What?
There's a performance hit on one of our signal routers. It's down 0.7%.
She goes to her desk nervously. He slides his chair across to join her.
You're right. Somebody's running our bandwidth.
Hacking in? Is that possible? With all the safeguards?
Anything is possible if you know what you're doing. They're inside our security subnet. They've accessed the surveillance system.
What are you gonna do?
Lock them out.
Sean slides back across to his own desk, leaving Janice anxiously but intently working at her screen. Chloe taps nervously at hers.
Okay, Jack, you're going to make a left down the next hallway. There's an emergency stairwell at the end.
That stairwell get us down to the ground level?
Yes.
Copy that.
Chloe bites her lip. Suddenly, her entire screen fragments to snowy static. Signal lost flashes up.
Hold on.
What's wrong?
I lost my feed.
Chloe's feed just went down.
Sean turns to Janice.
What'd you do?
I pinged the line and it automatically reset. Someone was hacking in. They were taking out our surveillance cameras.
Janice, take a look at this.
Send it to me.
Sean sends her the picture of the interrogation room.
Security, this is Janice Gold. We have a code 12 in progress. We need a team to interrogation one.
Yes, ma'am. Right away. All agents, security breach, code 12.
We gotta keep moving. Let's go.
A troop of armed security guards trots down a corridor. Chloe stares incredulously at her screen. Jack and Tony take cover as a group of guards pass by.
Between us and the southwest exit. Chloe, what have you got? We're boxed in.
Someone at FBI is blocking my every move. It's really starting to piss me off.
You need to get back into their system, otherwise we're not going to make it out of here.
Jack, I'm sorry. I'm trying.
Ten fifty-five. Jack and Tony remain hidden. Jack and Tony emerge from their hiding place and cross a corridor, just in time to avoid being spotted by a group of agents running past. As the men move on, Jack and Tony appear around another corner.
Come on, Chloe, talk to me.
I'm still locked out. Time to work around it.
Jack, where's the dogs if we stay here? I know. Chloe, we have to take this down, but we don't have a choice. Quietly.
They head through a side door. Larry storms into the main office.
Where are they?
We're looking.
Find them.
Larry crosses to his desk. He puts a handkerchief to his nose.
Ow.
Are you all right?
Hey, yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
We're still in the building. We're trying to locate them.
I can't believe this. What the hell is Jack doing?
He's helping his friend escape. That's what he's doing.
And I'm sorry, Larry. I shouldn't have trusted him.
It's all right.
I got him.
Southwest stairwell.
Security, this is Agent Moss. Suspects are in the southwest stairwell, descending past the fifth floor. Lock on the building perimeter and deploy two teams in the first floor service corridor. Be aware, the suspects are armed. We need them alive.
Cam, back up, Jack.
Copy that.
What was that? Hackers back in. Whoever this is, they're very good.
Well, lock them out.
I'm trying.
Hold up.
What is it?
You're heading into an ambush. It's a six-man team. They're heading up toward you on the stairwell.
Understand, we'll evade. They're coming up the stairs. Pass me the fire extinguisher.
Jack smashes a window with the fire extinguisher. He and Tony climb out and jump down onto a ledge and thence to a flat roof. The FBI agents are closing in.
We're on the roof of the parking lot.
I see you. Good work. Go to the north end, Jack. Bill's almost there. He's in a blue van.
Copy that.
They're outside. They went through the third floor window. Let's go.
Perimeter team, they're in the parking garage.
Notify Metro Police. I want them to cordon off a 5-block perimeter.
Agents confront them in the car park.
On our right, get out! We gotta get you out of here and back undercover. I'll be right behind you. Go!
Jack covers Tony as he runs the gamut of FBI gunfire and leaps over the parapet of the car park. He lands on the roof of a Jeep below and leaps down to the ground where he levels his gun up at the floor above. Jack is left to face the increasingly impossible odds. He breaks into a parked vehicle. Bill's van screams into the lot behind Tony. Jack smashes the ignition of the vehicle. He hot wires the car.
This is gonna hurt.
Crouched in the footwell, Jack pinches at the ignition wires and presses down on the accelerator. The bullet-riddled car smashes through the concrete parapet and down onto the cars by which Tony is crouching. Jack struggles out of the car. The guards run to the parapet.
Tony, let's go!
Jack tumbles out of the car as Tony gives covering fire.
Stand up! Come on, Jack!
Jack limps across to Bill's van. Tony opens the rear door and the pair of them bundle inside.
Go, Bill!
Bill slams the van into gear and races away. A Latino agent speaks into his comms unit.
Agent Moss?
They're gone. They got outside the perimeter.
Moss grinds his teeth in frustration. Renee looks at him wide-eyed. The blue van races through the streets of Washington, D.C. Jack lies in the rear.
All right, Chloe, I got him.
He's trying to pursue.
Not so far. They must still be mobilizing. We caught them off guard.
Traffic cams.
Cycling frequencies to clear path now.
Good. Are you all right?
Fine. Where are we going?
It's not far.
Bill, I did what you wanted. I got Tony out of there. Tell me what the hell is going on.
When we get there, I'll tell you everything.
Jack winces in pain. He looks towards the grim-faced Tony. 11 a.m., end of part 3.